This is the BBC.
It's Bumbleo Wednesday, and here's the Scott Mills Daily Podcast. There's another very revealing round of the Google game. One of our Dutch listeners is learning English from me. Always a bad idea. And are you feeling overshadowed by Justin Bieber's birthday?
BBC Radio 1.
Right, yeah, so it's definitely Wednesday, which means we're going to Bumbleo to celebrate us being halfway through the week already, flying by. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Scott.
Looking a bit peaky there today, all right?
I'm all right, yeah. Yeah, very minor, not enough to complain about.
Right.
Slightly ill.
What we do, though, because too many man in this studio, is we just really complain like we're about to die. Like, I'm so ill. And we were just basically doing that, both of us together.
Well, you were saying the same. So I've caught something from you,
no,
which annoys me.
No, but what we do, and I've noticed I do this a lot, and it's something that I'm not proud of myself about, and you will agree with me that I do this. If someone says, I feel ill, I immediately jump in and go, yeah, me too.
Yeah.
And it's always worse. Have you noticed that?
It's true, yeah.
Yeah,
the second
too.
I said I wasn't feeling too good. No, yeah, you text me today on the way in.
I feel rubbish.
Yeah.
Also, if it was my birthday today, I would be fuming. Livid. Tamping.
Why is that?
Because on my birthday, I want it to be all about me. You know that.
Mm.
I want all the messages, I want the WhatsApps, I want the cards, I want the balloons, I want the presents. It's Justin Bieber's birthday today, and I feel that that's going to overshadow every single other person whose birthday is also today.
Oh, because naturally it's going to trend and stuff like that.
Well, it's like all the showbiz websites and on Twitter I've seen today, it's all about Justin Bieber's birthday. Here's some of Justin's best pictures.
Oh, rubbish.
And every day,
do you know what? Every day is his birthday, really.
Right.
I think. Because he's always trending. He's always... When it's your birthday, as you said, you want it to be just about you for one day. Whereas in Bieber's world, to be honest, it is about Justin Bieber every day.
Right, yeah, because, like, the attention is on him every day.
Exactly.
Right, so it's your birthday, right? You share it with Justin Bieber. You want it to be about you. So if you're feeling a little bit unloved today because Justin Bieber's birthday, in your opinion, has overshadowed yours, if you are celebrating today, then maybe send me a text on 81199. I want to show you some love.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Right, a bloke called Justin's been on. It's my birthday today. My name is Justin too. Unfortunately, that's where the similarity ends.
So he's Justin's got the same birthday as Bieber.
Yeah.
God, how annoying.
I know. Having the same name as well is worse.
Oh.
You're the really not famous one.
BBC Radio 1.
The Google game is very simple. When you put the start of a question into a search engine, it auto-completes what it thinks you might want to ask. So our job, between me and Chris, and you can play along as well, is to work out what we think one of the most popular auto-completes will be. So the question that people are asking the most on the internet.
Yeah, and it says a lot about you as well, because if we've only got the start of a question, it's kind of like, well, what would you put in to fill the end of that question?
Yeah.
So, yeah, you start revealing stuff about you.
But remember, we're looking for the most popular, or one of the most popular, autocompletes. So could we have the start of the question, please?
What should I do if...
Oh, what's an immediate concern for you, Scott?
What should I do if there are some embarrassing videos of me on the internet and I want them removed?
Great question.
Because you can't, can you?
I don't think so. I mean, if you own those videos, you can take them down. But if you work for somewhere like Radio 1 and then there's loads of embarrassing videos of you because that's kind of your job, then I think it's very difficult to get them taken down.
I've often thought, who do I ask to try and get these off?
Yeah, you sort of need a head of Google, don't you?
Yeah. I need to make friends with the head of the search engines.
Yeah. Well, that's a really good point. If you know someone high up at one of the search engines, can they remove everything for you? Let's say you've got a few dodgy articles about yourself or anything.
There's hundreds.
Yeah, exactly. Any bad press around you, you know, or bad pictures of you that have appeared online.
So many. I just want to have a bit of a spring clean of it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Is there anything that's concerned you?
There's loads.
Is there one picture that I can Google now?
Well, I've noticed this recently, not that I Google myself often, but if you look at images, like one of the first images that comes up is, well, there's a man kind of like lying in what looks like some kind of like paddling pool, and it, like, water's being sprayed on him, but I don't know who or what by.
Okay,
and it could be a fountain, it could be something else.
So what's the link with you? If you type in Scott Mills, this is what comes up. So are you the man lying down?
Yeah, but it's not me.
Oh, right, okay.
There it is. I found it.
Oh.
Right?
That is you lying down.
No, that isn't me. That is not me.
Oh, okay. So someone's wrongly tagged you,
yeah.
Maybe.
But there's some water spraying on him from somewhere, and I don't know what that is.
Or what his association is with you.
No.
It's tricky, isn't it? Because if you do an image search of yourself, I'm just looking now, all sorts of other people get dragged into it as well.
Yeah.
Katy Perry.
Yeah.
Yeah, all sorts of people.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So I see what you mean.
All the Strictly ones as well, they can go.
What shall I do if I want to get rid of stuff on the internet?
Think that's good?
Who do I go to? Yeah, that's a really good one.
Okay, what have you got?
Well, I'm just thinking, what shall I do if... The most popular is probably going to be medical stuff. It's like, what shall I do if I spot this on my... That.
On that.
You know? But, weirdly for me, a problem I had last night, what shall I do if I want to reheat a Chinese pork and rice dish, right? Right, well, what's the deal then?
No, I've told you this before.
So it's just cold.
Don't go back to the rice, please.
You can't microwave rice again.
Not again, no.
See, that's what's confusing me, though, because everyone always says, just chuck it in the microwave to reheat it. But you can't do that with rice for reasons I really don't understand.
You'll get ill.
Oh, okay. So that's that confirmed.
I'm confirming that to you now, yes.
Well, what shall I do if is the kind of thing you would Google if maybe you were in a panic. So you're faced with a situation and you don't know how to deal with it.
Yeah.
What shall I do if I'm... If I come face to face with a snake, right? Interesting one, right? Like, I'm sure what they say you're meant to do is just lie down there and take it, like let it sniff you out, wrap itself around you, that kind of thing. But at what point do you go, actually, no?
Yeah. Are you supposed to stay really still or something? Are you?
Oh, I assume so. That's normally how it works with animals, isn't it?
But my instinct is to run fast.
Yeah. But if you do that, the snake will get you.
Yeah. What's the one where you're supposed to make yourself bigger? Like, whoa!
Oh, that's with a bear.
Right.
If you do happen to confront a bear, what you need to do is apparently stand there, not run, and just scream at the bear.
Right. What, like you're another bear?
Yeah, like you're a rival bear. Like you're going to scare the bear.
Yeah, as if.
That was just ridiculous,
nonsense.
Right?
Nonsense.
But also, I don't think this is going to be a popular one because if you were in that situation, the last thing you can do is whip out your phone and type in, what should I do?
Italy, yeah.
I'm currently face to face with a snake. What shall I do?
Thing is, my phone would be in my hand, you know it, but yeah. I probably wouldn't use it.
Yeah. So I guess in your still pose, if you were face to face with a snake, you know, let's just say, Scott, you're lying there in the park, right? Enjoying a bit of time off, you're playing some music in your ears, got your phone in your hand, and all of a sudden a snake just appears above your face. What do you do?
I don't know. Do you know what I do, actually? I make sure my dad is there because Pete Mills sorted a snake out for me once.
No way. What happened?
Me and him are on holiday in Cyprus. I'm on a sun lounger. My dad's next to me. He's like, Scott, stay still. I'm like, what? What is it? It's only a snake under my sunbed, isn't it?
No way.
Right? So Pete Mills gets a broom and just kind of like shoos it off.
And it works? The snake leaves?
Yeah.
That's the thing about your dad, though. He's a proper charmer, isn't he? Even with the snake.
He's not a snake charmer.
Well, he is a snake charmer. He's there dealing with a snake. Your dad's a snake charmer.
Not if my dad was a snake charmer.
Yeah, well, I can imagine him, because he's got that sort of calm nature about him. Calm nature and a steady hand. Pete Mills, the snake charmer.
He did sort out the snake, though. It went.
Yeah. Well, there you go, snake charmer. Have you got any more? What shall I do if? Hard one, this one,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it is, actually. So this is what we've got so far. We've got three. What should I do if I want to get embarrassing pictures removed off the internet? What should I do if I want to reheat my pork and rice? That's one. And what should I do if confronted with a snake? But then you wouldn't be typing that in because the snake would be there.
Well, what should I do if I come face to face with a snake? Yes.
So we'll play a song, and then I reckon from those, we choose the one that we think is the most popular, right?
Okay.
Let's do it.
Scott Mills.
This is a good question. Has anyone actually ever met anyone that's been ill from reheating rice?
Yeah. I mean, we're all told it's bad.
Well, yeah, and I've just said it to you, it's really bad. Like, there's hundreds of people going, oh, I've never been ill from it. It's one of those things that you're told is bad, but, like, show me the evidence. Mm. Where's the ill person? Also, a few people saying this, let's not all forget the standard rule when being confronted by animals. If it's brown, lie down. If it's black, fight back.
BBC Radio 1.
We're playing the Google game on BBC Radio 1. You put the start of a question into a search engine, it finishes it for you. So we're trying to think of what the most popular autocompletes will be. We've got What should I do if I want embarrassing pictures removed off the internet? What should I do if I want to reheat rice? And what should I do if confronted by a snake? Are any of those going to be in there as the most popular? Back to the snake thing.
Yes.
Obviously, we were saying you can't use your phone because the snake's like there staring you out. You can't really Google it.
No, the snake is like in your face. It's starting to wrap itself around your body.
Yeah.
What do you do?
But if you have one of those phones where you can maybe ask, I don't know, Cortana or Siri, then maybe you do it that way.
I see. So phones in hand, you just press the middle button.
Yeah, and just ask.
Well, do you want me to do it now?
Yeah, see what it says.
Got my phone here. Okay.
I'm sliding right into your face.
Don't say that because that's exactly, Siri heard sorry. That. Siri. Okay, wait. Shush.
Sorry. What kind of snake?
Oh,
am I?
Shut up. Like,
just trying to imagine what kind of snake I am.
Just be quiet for 1 second, right. Okay? Mm-hmm. What shall I do if I'm face to face with a snake?
Let me think about that. Here's what I found on the web for what shall I do if I'm face to face with a snake.
Come on, time's moving on.
That's it. No,
well,
it's not.
Well, that's
it's
nonsense.
Just throwing a load of articles up there. Rubbish.
Well, I can't read those. I've got a snake in my face.
Playing that last song, I got thinking of What Shall I Do If, which did spring to mind, but I worried was too controversial.
Go.
Because I think people will be able to figure out the story. The people involved in the story will be able to figure it out. But I'm going to go with it anyway.
Oh, God.
What shall I do if I know one of my friends may be cheating on his girlfriend, but I kind of know her as well?
Oh, no!
Yeah. And that's fine, because I haven't said any names, right?
Yeah, but if either of those two are listening... Now they know.
So right now I've said nothing because I like the guy more because he's one of my better friends.
Right.
And I've known her for a couple... And it's not like properly cheating.
Okay.
It's not gone that far yet, but I think it's heading that way.
Do you?
So should I intervene or do I stay out of it? Right now I'm thinking the best thing to do is not to say anything and stay out of it. None of my business.
See, loads of people are going to be on now going, you need to tell your friend that you know both of them.
I know both of them and the girlfriend I don't know as well.
Right, so one of my friends the other day found a load of hotel receipts.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. In a girlfriend's coat jacket. Doesn't know what to say about it.
So he's found a load of receipts.
Yes.
Now, what possible explanation could there be for the receipts?
I don't know, but there's more than one night stay. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, and he's saying she wasn't away that on business that long.
I don't even know whether she said she was on business. I don't know the details. I'm going to get them tonight.
Yeah, okay. So what do you think I should do? It's heading that way. That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Okay, well, if you think it's heading that way, then maybe you should forewarn. Let's ask the audience.
Forewarn the girlfriend?
No,
but then
him.
I'll look like a total grass.
Yeah, but who's your mate? Is it him or
the
is it
guy.
Her? Right, you need to tell him
But
then.
I think what he's doing is wrong.
Right, oh.
Do you see what I mean?
What, he's doing it?
Yes.
Potentially. Oh!
Yeah, that's
right.
What I'm saying.
Okay,
he's
cool.
He's being a bit of a bad person in this one, but he is my friend.
Right.
But she is also kind of my friend.
Oh. Do I know these people?
You've met the guy.
Oh. I don't know what to do. Like, let us know what you think you should do, because everyone's going to have a very different opinion.
Well, there we go. So maybe that is the kind of thing that would be good for Google then.
Okay.
What shall I do if, although it is niche, I know one of my friends may be cheating on his girlfriend?
What should I do if I know someone is cheating? I really like that one.
Okay,
should we go
fine.
With that one?
Yeah, let's do that one.
Okay. What are the most popular answers, please, for the beginning of the question? What should I do if?
What should I do if I feel sick? I have a fever. I have the flu. A dog bites me.
Oh, they're mostly medical, aren't they?
Yeah, I did suspect that it might be a medical thing, this.
Yeah.
Top three out of four medical. Fourth one, dog bite, though. Kind of interesting.
Mm. Similar to the snake, but not quite.
What do you do if a dog bites you? I don't know. Don't bite it back.
No, you don't.
It's not one of those situations, is it?
You
funny
are
in the wildlife, isn't it? Some of the tips that you're given. It's like if you get a jellyfish, you've got to wee on someone. So you get bitten by a dog, bite it back.
Scott Mills.
Bumbleo is now... to celebrate it being Wednesday and therefore 2 days to Friday. Keen for this today?
Yeah. Stay for breakfast, lunch and dinner with Spuds if you like it.
Steak. A little bit of steak.
I'll just pour it over my kumquats for dessert. I'm a massive fan of the dictionary. You know, we should be, like, promoting the dictionary anyway because, like, it is such an amazing, like, historical British thing, isn't it?
Go on, Gemma.
I'm a massive fan of the dictionary.
For the best possible supporters in the world, we need a 12th man here. Where are you? Where are you? Let's be having you! Come on!
Best speech ever.
Michael Jackson. We still love you.
The laser riser is like dee, 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 dee.
Catch me outside, how about that?
Michael Jackson.
Bambolea, bambolea. Porque mi vida yo la prefiero vivir así.
Then where are you bumbling today?
Let's be having you!
81199.
I think the gap is getting ridiculous now.
Sorry.
In length and quantity and...
Oh, yeah. Catch me outside.
Catch me outside. How about that?
Okay, fine.
Try to stop me doing the gap.
No, I'm not saying stop the gap. Anyway, look, bumble.
Warren's on his tractor in Guildford. Also, Rachel and Colin bumbling while erecting a fence, please. Stephen in Glasgow. Bubs and Jim bumbling their bottles off in a brewery in Winchester. Hannah and Ellie in the lab in Milton Keynes annoyed that the full Michael Jackson song wasn't on. I know, I didn't have time. Whoa, massive response today. So many people need this. Dave the handyman is having a little dance, bumbling his paintbrush off on the Wirral. First day in shorts at work for James the window cleaner. Spring is on in South Leicester, yes.
That's great news.
I'm a massive fan of people that wear shorts for work all year round.
And if he's wearing shorts, it must mean summer is a-coming.
Yeah. And again!
Bambolea, bambolea.
Hello, Ollie, in Mid Wales. Bambolea, Anthony in Cornwall.
No,
I've forgotten to put this in, so I'll do it.
Impression of Bruce.
40 of those. Alex from Hitchin. Matt in Cornwall. Keen for Newquay South West Area Young Farmers event.
Yes.
Sam and Jim digging dikes out in Somerton. That's all fine, yeah. Cal in Kenilworth, Charlie from Southampton, bumbling through her 23rd birthday. Happy birthday.
Scott Mills.
If it was my birthday today, I'd be fuming. I'd be livid, because it's also Justin Bieber's birthday. Completely overshadows yours, doesn't it? If you're feeling a bit unloved because it's your birthday today, but also Bieber's, let me know on 81199 and we can show you some love very soon.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Casey.
Hello.
You're 20 and you're from Kent.
I am indeed.
Okay, and you work in a greenhouse, so you listen to us continuously to Radio 1 all day?
Every day, all day.
What's happening in the greenhouse then? What's that saying?
Well, the plant to the peak, fruit, just waiting for the fruit to ripen at the moment, really.
Yeah, but that's quite a long wait.
God, how boring.
You're just, what do you mean? You're just literally waiting.
You're staring at tomatoes.
I'm managing the plants at the moment.
Right, I can't see it kicking off. Do you know what I mean?
Dropping them down and moving the clips up and out and just fiddling about with them, really.
Right. And you're just waiting for them to grow, are you?
That's one way of putting it, yeah.
You're watching plants grow?
No, not watching plants grow. Helping them grow, if you will.
Yeah, just give
Hand.
I see what you're doing there.
Who do you normally pick on bangers then?
Well, it's got to be my boy Chris. Usually.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Oh, see, your signal's weird. You keep going metallic. That's because of all the glass surrounding you.
Yeah. Oh, okay. God, let's get this decision quick. It sounds like the tomatoes are interfering.
Okay, right. This is what I've got for you. This is what I've got. You somebody. Ooh. Kings of Leon. Yeah.
Saucy.
Well, I'd like to hear this today.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad at all.
But then you can have Chris's choice.
Yeah, which is this. All American Rejects gives you hell.
Another banger.
Yeah, man.
What are you doing?
Well, brilliant choices today. I picked the right day to be on air.
You just know his phone's going to cut. He's going to cut out as soon as he.
I'm going to choose.
And the winner is. Oh, all right. Go on then.
Yeah, no. Tell me about it. I think it's got to be my boy Chris.
Yes. Well, I was never going to win that.
This is Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
Hi, Ellie.
Hi.
Whose birthday is it today?
It's my boyfriend's 23rd, the same as Justin Bieber's.
Is he annoyed? Is he fuming?
He is not a fan.
Right. That's annoying when your birthday's on the same day as Justin Bieber and it's just Bieber that everyone's talking about.
I know. People are even writing on his Facebook wall, like, happy birthday. Like, oh, and happy birthday to Justin Bieber. So he's just sharing every moment.
No, you see, you want it to be all about you on your birthday, right?
I know, yeah.
What's his name?
Sam.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to make you not a Bieber fan.
Do you kind of like that it annoys him so much? How are you feeling?
I keep, past few days, I'm like, oh, only a few days for Justin Bieber's birthday. Yeah, okay.
Yes. Okay, is he feeling a bit unloved?
A little bit. And he's at work today. He's like, I bet Justin Bieber doesn't have to work on his birthday.
No, probably not. Okay, well, there's loads of other people who've been on as well. We've got Joanne and also Ed and another Sam and also someone that's called Justin. That's annoying.
Oh, no. I heard that earlier. That is gutting.
Yeah. And also, we had a girl on earlier who she can't speak to us because she's at college now, but her name is Naomi Bieber and it's her birthday today. Also gutting.
That is really gutting. I'm going to make him a cake later and I'm tempted to put happy birthday, JB.
Yes. Do it. Okay. Do you reckon he'll be listening now at work?
I don't know. I hope not. He works in a car garage, so then everyone will be listening.
Okay, right. So I think we should all use the power of social media here to make Sam, your boyfriend, feel a little bit more loved on his 23rd. So everyone, if we can get out our phones, please, on Twitter, wherever you can do it, any social media, hashtag happy birthday Sam.
Yes.
Okay, everyone do this.
Yeah, I'm on it.
I think it's going to... well, let's try and get it like up the trending list a bit, yeah?
I think that's a great idea.
Okay, everybody, hashtag happy birthday, Sam. This poor guy is 23, and it's all about Justin Bieber, not him today. Hashtag happy birthday, Sam. Thank you, Ellie. Thank you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Scott Mills.
Sean in Loughborough has been on. It's his birthday today, but not only does he share it with Justin Bieber, his girlfriend started her new job today, so he's got to share the kind of good luck and congratulations with her too. So he says, one of my friends texted her this morning. One of his friends texted her to say good luck and still hasn't texted him wishing him happy birthday yet. Rubbish. BBC Radio 1. Hello.
Hello, this is Krista.
Hello, Krista. Where are you?
I'm in Holland at the moment. Oh. I live in Utrecht.
Pardon?
I live in Utrecht.
Utrecht.
Yes. Oh, very well.
Thank you. I've been there.
Well done.
I love Dutch people.
Really? Well, yeah. I was just calling to say that I was reading your book out loud to practice pronunciation.
You're reading my book?
Yes, out loud.
Oh, that happened, didn't it? I did do a book.
So what's this for? Are you learning the English language, but you decided to use Scott Mills as your sort of guide?
Yes, to practice. I like listening to the show, and I found out you wrote a book. So I thought, let's read that.
A best-selling book.
Well, yeah.
Best-selling, yes.
Out of everything you could have picked from English, my book, Love You Bye.
Yes.
Wow.
I also read more books, you know.
Right, yeah. Like slightly more intellectual ones.
The problem is, one of the main criticisms levelled at Scott is some of the things that he has introduced to the English language. Hmm. Little catchphrases, little sort of Scott Mills-isms, if you were to call them that. And the problem with that is it annoys English teachers generally because it's not grammatically correct.
It really does. They're not really keen on off of at all.
But did he invent yes as well?
I didn't invent that, Krista. I wish I did. So you're being fed loads of wrong information. I feel bad. What have you found out?
It's all your fault.
Well, yeah, what have you found out from the book, please?
I don't know. It's just nice to read how it's you simple. Want it to be
simple.
A DJ.
It's simple.
And
no. Simple. Yeah. No, yes, there's a lot of pictures.
No, what's great is someone wanting to learn English can learn it because it's quite a basic... Like at school, when I was learning French, I read a book called Café de Rêve. Now, the plot of it... There was also a TV show that we had to watch for it. The plot of it was appalling.
Yeah.
It's also a book called Encore Tricolore.
Yeah, which was, I have that.
Yes, very basic French.
Yeah. And it's basically a stick woman falling off a bike a lot.
Yeah, but that's what this book offers. It's a very basic grasp of the English language.
Well, so my book is the English Café de Rêve.
English Café de Rêve or the Encore Tricolore. Yeah. What I'm saying is it's very easy words.
Yes, it's easy to read for me, yeah.
A man was born in Southampton. it's pretty basic level,
yeah,
I guess.
It's quite big typing and stuff like that. It's just very basic.
All right, let's stop that, should we? It's actually very good. It took me ages.
Lots of pictures in there as well for you to enjoy, isn't there? Did you like those?
Yes, very nice.
So do you feel your English has improved? It's very good as it is, by the way.
It's all thanks to you. Thank you. It was all thanks to you for your book, Learn English with Scott Mills.
Yeah. Actually, that would be a great... That's a great idea.
Shall we do it?
Yes.
You need to write another one.
Yes. Learn English with Scott Mills.
Like, because we do... Not only you, Krista, but we get quite a few emails from... we've had them from China and from Hong Kong and from Singapore and Japan... In the past, and Korea. Yeah, but people saying that they actually use this show to learn English, which I don't think is advisable. But what about if I did a bespoke thing, Learn English with Scott Mills? Mm. Like some kind of like downloadable podcast or something?
That would be fantastic.
Okay, you've given me a great idea here, Krista.
So how would it work, Scott?
If you put in a joke here and there?
Yeah, well, no, it could be like, hello, I'm Scott Mills. And you start with those phrases and it goes on to, you know, hello, I'm Scott Mills.
I'm off the radio.
Yes, where is the toilet? That kind of thing. And then to more advanced, it could be, Mr. Banana is painting my walls.
All right.
That kind of thing. My decorator is a children's entertainer.
It wouldn't need pictures.
That only happened once.
But that could be the more advanced one. My name is Scott Mills. I have many unpaid parking fines.
Also a long time ago.
Do you know what I mean? Like basics. Yeah. Like that.
Idea.
Please, could you pass me some more wine?
Yes.
Okay, well, Krista, keep in touch. Let us know how it's going, okay?
I will. Thank you for listening.
Love you, bye.
Good
luck with the show. Love you, bye.
Right? No, it's not. That's German.
Okay, what's bye in Dutch?
What's goodbye in Dutch?
Yeah, it's in Dutch.
Huh?
Dui.
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 Mm-hmm. Dui.
Love you, Dui.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, I've got another yes to add to my arsenal now, haven't I? Hers was really good.
Yes!
Quite aggressive.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Hey, listen, we know earlier we were talking to a girl called Ellie. It's her boyfriend Sam's 23rd birthday today. Feeling unloved because it's Justin Bieber's birthday and everyone's talking about that. The amount of messages when I asked you to tweet hashtag happy birthday Sam... There are so many. Let's keep it going. Hashtag happy birthday, Sam. He's at work in a car dealership at the moment, feeling proper unloved today because it's all about Justin Bieber. But this is going to make him feel better when he searches that hashtag later on.
Oh, it's really, really sweet. Also, a couple of people on saying that I was unfair about Café de Rêve, which was this programme that I think loads and loads of people in the UK used to learn French at school.
You said the plot was appalling.
Yeah, but actually, I've just gone and watched a little bit more on YouTube right now. If you want to get into a new soap or a new box set...
Are you really recommending this?
Seriously, get on Café de Rêve, also featuring an early Jake Wood.
Speaking French.
What more do you want?
Did he have hair then?
Yeah, like quite a lot of ginger hair.
I can't imagine that. And he plays about Max Branning, of course.
Yes, he plays a hard man. Yes, Max Branning on Café de Rêve.
Amazing. French hard man. That's weird, he never plays hard man, does he?
No.
New role for him.
Scott Mills.
Hello to you. You all right?
Very well.
Yes, what's going on? Well.
Happy birthday, Justin Bieber.
Happy birthday, Sam.
Oh, sorry, happy birthday, Sam.
That's right.
You notice Stormzy doing everything at the moment. Like, so many different types of TV shows.
Yeah.
So he's doing everything. It'll be a MasterChef before you know it. It'll be, like, all sorts.
Yeah, he did Sunday brunch, didn't he?
Yeah, so there you go.
Was he not making pancakes on the internet as well the other day?
Something with Raymond Blanc.
Is he trying to reinvent himself as some kind of like celebrity chef?
I just think it's great. It's like he's got the keys to the whole TV.
Yeah, but
that makes sense.
The rule is things are better with Stormzy.
Yeah, well, that's it.
So and everything is better.
Totally.
Get him on EastEnders.
Yes, that's got to be next.
Everything.
Get him on everything. Here's today's Real or No Real.
Fast food is now so popular amongst the Australian government that one whole department has relocated to a local McDonald's for easy access to burgers.
Right. Have they only just... Hang on, I mean, Australia's, you know, a little behind everything, but they've yeah. just got McDonald's.
Fast food?
Yeah. No, I don't think they've just got it.
Right.
But the government office has supposedly gone and set up in a McDonald's.
Yes.
What, just in the...
For meetings and that.
In the car park or...
It's not a good place to have meetings though, is it? Because someone was telling me the other day, there's all this psychology around how it invites you in, but then sort of spits you out because of the bright colours and the uncomfortable seats.
What do you mean?
It's all designed to be like that.
What, so you get in and out quick? Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that would cut down long, boring meetings.
That's true. So maybe it's good for government then.
Just get it done, 10 minutes, see ya.
It's like when they pump the smell of fresh bread into supermarkets. Ho!
Yeah, that's nice.
Did that ever actually happen?
They do at my local sort of, you know, supermarket, but like the mini version of
it. But is that not just bread baking?
No, because they don't have the capacity.
Right.
They don't have any tills.
So early,
they don't have an oven.
Right.
They just pump it through.
What they do at my local shop is they give you a blast of hot air on the way in just to make you feel comfortable. And then when you leave, very cold.
That's the hot air curtain.
So what's that for?
That's
then?
Not a thing.
What, the hot air curtain?
No.
Yeah, because what it does is it invites you in. Because if you're cold walking past a shop and you get a little gust of heat, you go, I'll go in there for a bit, warm up.
You go in and you go, this is nice. And when you leave, it's horrible.
It's like posh perfume shops and stuff and fashion places on Regent Street and Bond Street. They pump out their scent into the street.
I have noticed that.
Do they?
Yeah, so you go...
Yeah, I've noticed that.
What's that?
Yeah, in a lot of shops.
I'm surprised you haven't got a hot air curtain, Scott.
I kind of want one. Are they on Amazon?
You've got a hot air curtain.
Your one?
I have. It's called my show. Yeah. 3 hours of hot air curtain.
We were saying earlier, have you ever actually met anyone that's been ill through reheating rice?
Yeah, good question.
You're always told. You're told not to do it.
Yeah, but this sounds like you're advocating doing it.
No, I'm not saying do it, but show me the ill people. Huh? Where are they?
It is true, that.
Yeah, but you could say that about loads of things. I don't know anyone... personally, who's had a fire extinguisher go off in their face, but that's dangerous, for example. Mm. Do you know what I mean?
Or slips on a banana skin.
There's loads of dangerous.
No, what I'm saying is the rice thing. I mean, I've reheated it before and I've never had a problem.
Okay.
No, but that's
saying. I'm not saying that's what you should do.
Yeah, but that's just saying you haven't had a problem.
Yeah.
So you're saying.
I've never been run over by a car. I haven't been run over by a car, but I know that people have.
Yes.
And it's dangerous.
Exactly.
No, that's not the same.
But people have. I don't know anyone who's been ill through rice, but it has happened.
Yeah.
Otherwise, your analogy is flawed. If you'd been run over by a car and then said, that didn't hurt, then you'd have a point.
No, what I'm saying is people have been ill through reheating rice, otherwise it wouldn't be a thing.
And we're saying, show me who.
Well, I don't know any personally, but it has happened, otherwise it wouldn't be a thing.
Yeah. Seriously, the way you're talking, you're just asking to get E. coli.
There's some prawns in the bin out there. Do you want them?
Yeah.
No, because I know I'll be ill.
No, you probably won't, though.
No, you won't.
I don't know anyone who's been ill.
Real or no real, fast food...
been ill from prawns.
Fast food is now so popular in the Australian government, they've relocated to a local fast food place for easy access to burgers at all times. Real or no real?
Real. No real.
That one is no real.
But the Australian Pesticides and Veterinary Medicines Authority has temporarily relocated to a local McDonald's because of a lack of space.
Right.
And next.
It has been revealed that the reason Marge Simpson's hair is so big is to conceal her large rabbit ears.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's...
Why has she got massive rabbit ears?
Could they not just... not draw them?
Well, they haven't. Is she a rabbit?
No. Here's the thing, and this is why it's not real life. They haven't drawn them because if it's in the hair, there are no ears in there.
We don't know. They might have drawn them underneath and then cut them over the top.
Why would they do?
I don't know. Why not? Do what you like. You're Matt Groening.
I can't really remember, but with her hair, do the ears stick through? When you're watching it on TV, can you see the ears or not?
I haven't watched it for ages, you know. But then when I watch it, I quite do like it. Mm. But it's one of those that's always on.
I'm surprised at that. I thought you'd turn your nose up at that.
What, Simpsons?
Yeah.
No, I like it.
Do you?
How can you not like The Simpsons?
No, I agree.
I would stop being friends with someone.
I like it when I watch it, but I don't go out of my way. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
Real or no real, Marge Simpson's hair is so big to conceal her large rabbit ears. That's the reason, Chris.
There's a problem with that show as well in that no one seems to age, do they?
No.
So at what point, what
you
will
said,
happen?
It's not real.
Yeah, fair point.
Yeah, imagine being forever young like Bart Simpson. Looks the same since 1990. So jealous.
I'll have what he's having.
Yeah.
It's the thing about cartoons.
Take me to your doctor.
They don't need to age.
Real or no real, so, please?
No.
Yes?
What are you saying?
No real.
I'm going to go real.
That one is real.
Yes, Matt Groening intended this to be revealed in the last episode of the series, but scrapped it early on because of inconsistencies. And finally,
a flight from London to San Francisco was delayed today after a mouse tried to board without the correct documentation.
It's a bit like when Johnny Depp's dogs tried to get into Australia and they were like, get out, you pirate. I don't care if you are in bloody Pirates of the Bloody Caribbean.
Oh, so you think Hollywood actors smuggled a mouse in?
Possibly. They like to do that with the exotic pets, don't they?
We have to have pet passports, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, horses have got their own customs area.
What like a separate about? Lane?
Yeah, they've got their own lane.
What, so EU, non-EU horses?
Whoa. So you turn up on horseback to an airport.
Nothing to declare.
You go in separate...
I discovered this when we were talking about the dressage at the Olympics.
No real.
And all the horses get flown horse class. And they get a hay allowance as well. Like on Ryanair, you get a bag allowance.
That's not true.
Are they stingy with it or not?
I don't know. I've never asked them. But they have a horse passport, but I was like, well, if you're the man, you've got to be really trained with that, otherwise you just go, well, it just looks like everyone
But what does the horse.
Horse
do with its hooves through security?
Takes them off. pop them in the tray, please, love. Pop them in the tray.
Separate tray for those, please.
I can't
reach
those
them. Hooves off, please.
Where's the farrier?
Legs in the air.
Yeah, if it goes through the scanner, does it have to do the hands and the legs up? And you can always see everything on that,
you really
can't
can.
You? I were the person who's scanning can.
They can. Well, can they?
Yeah, they can.
I get so paranoid for those,
really
you know.
Can
they see everything?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
They can see with the X-ray.
You know when you have to put your hands up?
Oh, yeah.
So always look, and if they're giggling, you can see.
Yeah, that's why.
I like that thing because I always hope that I'm going to be sort of transported somewhere.
Scott thinks it's great because it's like having a spray tan.
It is. It actually
Turn
is.
This way.
Real or no real?
hang on, wait.
I can't really remember what it was. So are we saying there'll be people who operate those machines and probably made them listening to this now? Please can you tell me if you can see your private areas in it on the screen?
Oh, I reckon.
Because that's unbelievable.
A mouse tried to board without the correct documentation, delaying the flight between London to San Francisco today. Real or no real?
The staff parties must be amazing there. Sorry, I'm going to go real.
No real then.
That one. Is no real.
No, but the flight was delayed because a mouse was found on board. Yeah, those parties must be banging because all the stuff that people can't take through. All the deodorants. Think about it. You have a deodorant party. At the end of that round, a real or no real?
Okay, I got 20, Greg got 10.
We're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. If you can't listen live, then just get this podcast. Hit subscribe, you'll get it every day.